A mother's job is to be the ribbon. The ribbon that gathers these disparate and different blooms and binds them together into a gorgeous bouquet. The contrasts and the differing textures and colors more exponentially beautiful together than they even were on their own.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
A brilliant educator by the name of Eliza Bulow once gave over a metaphor for family life. She explains that each family is comprised of different people, each of whom can be compared to the different flowers in a garden. One could be like a sunflower, showy and bright and reaching for the light, a confident and upright blast of color, their heads in the clouds and loving the attention of it all. And another, well, they might be like a rose, beautiful and delicate and fragrant and lovely to look at, but prickly up close, sensitive and hard to get too close to. Another can be like a slowly unraveling fern, preferring the shade beneath the trees, less inclined toward the attention of the light, but complex and deep and slower to open up. Another could be like a daisy, lighthearted and bright and everywhere at once, loving the companionship of others and enjoying a deeply social grouping. Now, each of these plants requires tending to in different ways, often with different feedings and waterings, and sometimes to be rooted in different kinds of soil. Each of them is beautiful and unique on their own, despite being so different and diverse of style and form. And the mother's job in a family? Well, it's not to turn a rose into a fern, or to try and make a daisy become a sunflower. And it's not to raise all of her blooms in an identical way. A mother's job is to be the ribbon. The ribbon that gathers these disparate and different blooms and binds them together into a gorgeous bouquet. The contrasts and the differing textures and colors more exponentially beautiful together than they even were on their own. The mother's words and her arms wrap around these different flowers and draw them close. And this is what it means to tend the garden of your home. This principle of unity without uniformity is a fundamental value in Jewish life. We see it all through our sources. At the holiday of Sukkot, where we take an etrog, a large citron lemon-looking, and a lulav, that's comprised of three different species, and we draw them together and we wave them to all the corners of the universe. Even the 12 tribes of Israel, whose roles and whose blessings were different, were equally vital and valid. It's hard for us to step outside of the comfort of the familiar. Many of us seek out the familiar, refusing to extend our trust and our hearts to that or to those who seem other or unfamiliar. Many of us find comfort when life reflects back at us that which we value in ourselves and negate that which seems different or alien. But we have so very much to gain when we step outside of our comfort and reach out to the foreign. You know, we love to travel to different lands and to eat cuisines of different nations. And we pride ourselves on having a diverse musical library, moving from hip-hop to Handel and from Bach to Barry White. But when it comes to differing points of view, we shy away from diversity, and this is to our loss. Naturally, one does not need to agree with the opinions or the politics of everyone. Nor must we believe that everyone is right, because, my friends, if everyone is right, then no one is right. But we must learn to find a way to communicate, to focus on what unites us rather than what divides us, because the world is a large family, and estrangement, well, it leads to battle, and battle leads to breakdown. There is no better time in history to begin searching actively for that which unites us all, to become a social ribbon, clear of our own boundaries, but willing to bind together for a higher purpose. The Talmud tells us no two minds are alike, just as no two faces are alike. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks teaches us that diversity is a sign of strength, not of weakness. He explains that in many ways the Torah is like music, that its greatest beauty lies in its most complex harmonies. In my family, the opinions are as diverse and divisive as imaginable. Family meals, they have the potential for explosive arguments and damaged relationships. How many of us have had someone stomp out in fury when their position is shot down with impunity or they're insulted for their opinions? How many of us don't speak to certain people due to the improper handling of disagreements? You know, when I speak to large groups of people and I ask for raised hands to see how many people are estranged or not speaking to or cut off from at least one member of their families, a virtual sea of arms is raised. You know, I once spoke in an art and crafts gallery, and there was this extraordinary tiny painting of a beautiful pastoral scene. It appeared to be made of the tiniest of brush strokes, or even colored ink or pen. It was so delicate and miniature. But upon closer examination, I saw that in fact it was made from thread, stitched together in the style of a tapestry, but even finer. It was so beautiful to behold. But no doubt, the backside of that image was a mass of knots and a mess. We are taught that man sees the knotted side of a tapestry as we encounter the bumps and the burdens of being alive, but that God sees the finished product in entirety, framed and beautiful, but outside of our human perspective. Because we are all so intricately connected. Like the butterfly effect, we know that a flapping of wings in the Orient can impact the waves in the West, and that we're all in the same boat. And just because someone declares, "I'm only drilling under my own seat," doesn't mean that we're not all going to sink nonetheless. When we embrace the fundamental unity of the human condition, but still hold firm to our color, our texture, our role in the garden, or the tapestry of existence, we will need to knot a lot of threads and be prickled by the odd thorn. We will need to nourish ourselves and our fellow differently and respect their autonomy while maintaining our own. This complex chore is the birthplace of true unity without uniformity. It is where the garden blooms its brightest. This week, search the garden around you, and instead of attempting to make a sunflower a rose, be the ribbon that creates the bouquet. I believe that this leaves a gorgeous fragrance, and that you will awaken that fragrance in everyone in your wake.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
You're listening to a Momentum Podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.